Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Lady under the title Mother of Mercy or Our Lady of Mercy is one that may be common or familiar to many of us. Myself went to Mercy College under the Mercy Sisters, the Sisters of Mercy, under the patronage of Our Lady of Mercy. And it's certainly from my experience, most of our sisters who were there, they were still sisters when I went to high school, were from Irish descent, and here we are in a parish under an Irish saint this day. Even the friars themselves, we have a sanctuary in Benin, of all places, I think it's in Alada, Our Lady of Divine Mercy, Our Lady of Mercy. It's very fitting and important, therefore, that we remember and consider that Our Lady is just that, merciful. Not just merciful, but mercy itself. You know, St. Maximilian talks about Our Lady not just being immaculate, that is, not just being without sin, but being immaculateness itself, which is something even more, it's more profound and what you might call more abstract, so maybe something harder to understand. But because of the fact that she is without any sin, she is also all mercy. What is mercy? You're all aware that we're in a year of mercy right now. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has wanted to bring to the mind of the Church and to each of her members of the importance of mercy and the reality that the mission of Christ in this world to save souls is in fact a mission of mercy. Mercy, therefore, is one of those things which isn't necessary per se. It's certainly not necessary for God. Absolutely speaking, God doesn't have to be merciful. He doesn't have to give us second chances. He doesn't have to give us first chances. But he who is merciful is indulgent. He gives more than what is deserved. He overlooks things. He gives not just the benefit of the doubt, but sometimes there's no doubt at all, and yet he still gives the benefit. God is merciful. The very fact that we are all here is a sign of that. That we've been able to receive the sacrament of baptism, become part of God's family, is a sign of his mercy. The fact that we can go to the confessional and say, Lord, I'm sorry, can I please start again? And the fact that every single time when you go there with some kind of contrition, he says, yes, let's start again. And there might be a million times you go to confession. Yes, let's start again. He doesn't have to do that. He doesn't. He's God. He doesn't need us. He is perfectly happy and perfectly loved within himself in the Trinity. But because of that perfection, he wants to share life with us. And for him, in a way which is almost impossible for us to fathom, or maybe actually impossible for us to fathom, as if his infinite mercy wasn't enough, he gave us another source of mercy, the Blessed Virgin Mary. St. Maximilian makes an interesting observation, and you would have, if you come to the Days of Mary, you would have heard this, I'm sure, several times before, is that God is indeed all merciful, perfectly merciful, but it is also very, very true that when we die, he will judge us. He must judge us. He has to. He has to judge whether we have done something fruitful with our lives, with a gift of life, whether we have been faithful to what we've promised in our baptismal vows, in our marriage vows, in our religious vows, in our priestly consecration, whatever it may be. He will judge us mercifully. He will not be as harsh as maybe we deserve. He will be more generous than we deserve. But he will have to judge us. St. Maximilian points out that Our Lady will not. It's not her role. She doesn't have to. When we appear before her, she doesn't have to judge us. She doesn't have to decide whether we need to go to heaven or hell. She is just mercy. She is like the manifestation of God's mercy, the personification in a person. Here is God's mercy, just his mercy. All she wants to do is to bring each one of you and me to Christ so that he can heal us, so that he can turn us into another Christ. He can make us saints. And she will do that whether we like it or not. It's like any mother. If your child doesn't want to take a bath, it's much happier to be covered in mud. Mud's fun, apparently, when you're a kid. But your kid needs to be clean. So you'll drag him to the bath and you'll scrub him clean, and he might be crying at the time, and it'll hurt the mother's heart to hear the child cry, certainly. But she knows it's better for him. And so it is with Our Lady. We ignore her, she takes us anyway. Because she loves us more than that. She doesn't want us to destroy ourselves. In the end, it would be our choice, of course. And so that's why that prayer of St. Maximilian, he says to Our Lady, you know, I give you everything, all that I am, all that I have, all that I will be, or even all that I could be, I give to you. And if I ever take it back, if I ever say no, you drag me, kicking and screaming, because you're my mum. And I know you know what is best, and I know all you want to do is to make me presentable before our Lord. It is Our Lady being the mediatrix of all graces, this doctrine that God has decided that every single help, every single grace we receive from God comes through her. So if we need the grace to be prepared to meet Jesus Christ, that grace will come through her. And hence, she becomes necessary. And hence, she becomes and is the mother of mercy. During this Lent, therefore, there is no way that we can convert, change, become good Christians, or ever be ready to come before Christ and our final judgment without her merciful help. All she ever does is to glorify God. And one of the main means, the primary means she does that, is by presenting to him souls worthy for heaven. And she will not stop helping us until we get there. Now, like any child, of course, a child can run and hide. It can run away from home. I don't know how many of you as little kids ever ran away from home to the next door neighbor or whatever. But they can run away, and if we do, then woe to us. Our Lady will not stop searching. But let us rather run to her. You know, no child is afraid of a good mother. Every child takes consolation and solace and comfort in his mother or her mother. We need to have the same kind of trust for the Blessed Virgin Mary, really. Run to her. Let her, you know how the child runs and the mother picks him up? Let her do that for us. She will pick us up, she will straighten our clothes, she will comb your hair, for those who have it. She will clean us. And she will keep us clean. You know, again, as you're eating, the mum pulls out the hanky, sometimes it's the dad, the mum pulls out the hanky, licks it, and then rubs a quarter of your mouth, and it feels like she's rubbing your skin off. She keeps us in good shape, but we have to remain close to her. And sometimes mums might get caught up. They go, where's he gone? And all of a sudden you're out there playing in the mud or in the dirt. Or you've got chocolate all over your face or whatever it is that somehow kids manage to do. We're not like that, although we sometimes act childlike. child, just like children. We have free will, we know what is best. And we know that she is all good. God is all good. Of course God is all good. Our Lady is not better than God, no. But Our Lady is this maternal aspect, if you will, this full mercy. We go to her and she will not do anything but good for us. She is the only way. She is the surest way, the most efficient way, the easiest way. All these words which Saint Maximilian and others as well have described her. For us to get to our final goal, which is union with Jesus Christ forever in eternity. Forever in eternity, forever in heaven. This Lent, therefore, keep your eyes on her. If you feel too weak to do anything, if you feel you're not doing enough, go to her. Let her console you. Let her strengthen you. That's what mothers do. They strengthen us. They give us enough to eat. They keep us in good shape. They encourage us. They comfort us all the time. Any son knows that, especially as he gets older, he can tell his mum anything. Maybe not when he's younger, but certainly when he gets older. And she won't judge him. She'll love him no matter what. She'll love him whether he's a saint, or sometimes even if he's been put in jail for 25 years for life or whatever. Still her son. Still her son. She'll still love him. So it is with Our Lady. We are never beyond redemption as long as we are breathing. And Our Lady is the sure path to Christ so that we may obtain full redemption in salvation. We put all our souls, our hearts, our bodies, we consecrate them to her just as Christ himself did when he became her son. When he took Mary as his mother, he consecrated, set himself aside for her. We imitate him in taking her as our mother, in consecrating ourselves to her, in entrusting ourselves completely to her care, that she will make us other Christs in her arms and in her womb, so that we may achieve holiness and glorify God, save our souls, and make the world a better place, bringing as many souls as possible to salvation.